Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch just sitting in today as our guest host and joining us on the line from the Fox News Channel. He's the newly minted, what is it, Chief Senior Major White House Guy, John Roberts. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
How
what,
are you?
What is the official title there, John?
Chief White House Correspondent.
Chief White House Correspondent. Well, this is good to have you here.
But you can just call me Buddy.
Okay, well, it's good to have you on. I'm really happy to have you. Look, it's the end of the second full work week of this administration. We're looking forward to week number three. And it seems to me that one of the greatest hurdles for this administration, as I look at this thing from a historical standpoint, is the fact that he can't get his cabinet in place, and large portions of this government are still being run by the Obama holdovers. That's got to be frustrating.
Yeah, well, it is particularly frustrating when you see people like Sally Yates, for him at least, it's particularly frustrating when you see people like Sally Yates, who was the acting attorney general, saying what she said earlier this week, which led to her firing. I mean, they are pointing back to the Obama administration when in the first day, by the end of the first day, he had seven of his cabinet nominees appointed. And they've got fewer than that now, and we're at the end of the second week. So it's understandable from a political standpoint that this president is frustrated that he's not getting his nominees in place. He's still got, 14, 15 to go? He's clearly wanting to get these people in place so that he can move forward with his agenda. But the Democrats have made no secret of the fact that they want to try to slow walk this agenda and be as much opposition to this president as they possibly can.
And in the meantime, you have key players from the Obama era who are still there making decisions. And by the way, it would seem to me that perhaps a great deal number of these leaks that have been damaging to the Trump administration are probably coming from people who don't have the Trump administration's best interest at heart.
Well, don't forget, even just over at the State Department, you had dozens of career public service employees, career bureaucrats who were signing this letter of dissent against President Trump. So you can bet that there's probably more than one or two of those who are happy to throw out the back door things like transcripts of telephone calls that they believe paint this president in a poor light. And the White House is beginning to get frustrated by a lot of these leaks. They're not sure where they're coming from. They're trying to stem it, but under the current employment provisions of the federal government, it's pretty difficult to do that.
John, Tom Fitton here. Is the president getting frustrated with Congress? I'm getting a feel for a do-nothing type of Congress concern out there. It's been a month. The president's been in office for 10 days, but Congress has been in office. The new Congress has been operating for a month. They could have had Obamacare repeal. That stalled. They've had this regulatory rollback plan that supposedly was going to have all sorts of bills on the president's desk when he came into office. I think they might finally get one to him today or tomorrow. Are they getting frustrated that it seems all public policy initiatives are coming out of the White House and that Congress is providing no support? And if they're not frustrated, why aren't they?
Well, I haven't actually had too many of those conversations with people on the Hill because just covering this White House has been like drinking from a fire hose.
Yeah. Right.
But I think if you look at the body language between Paul Ryan and the president and some of the things that Paul Ryan was saying yesterday, I said a week ago, I said there's a budding bromance between the Speaker of the House and the President. And it does look like, at least from a political perspective, I don't want to say from a raw ideology perspective, but at least a political perspective, maybe it's a lot of it's pragmatic, they do seem to be on the same page because I know that the two of them want to work very much together. I talk with the folks on the legislative affairs team here at the White House, and they want to start getting things moving. But really right now, they're kind of hamstrung with what's going on up in the Hill in terms of getting these people confirmed, in terms of getting Judge Gorsuch through the confirmation process, and the fact that Chuck Schumer and the rest of his folks are trying to, be as much in opposition as they possibly can on all of this stuff. They're a little bit preoccupied right now, and I think there's probably a sense of frustration comes from that. But, they'll get it all worked out, and then we'll see if they can get the legislative agenda moving or if they're going to be stymied to try to do that as well. So don't forget, we're just at the end of the second week.
Yeah, I know. It's hard to believe, given the pace. You said it's like drinking out of a fire hose. Now, look, you may be the newly minted chief correspondent at the White House for Fox News, but you're an old hand in this town.
Yeah, with an emphasis on old.
Well, I'm right there with you, pal. But let me ask you, have you ever seen anything like this, the pace of stuff that's coming out of this White House? I can't recall a time where I've seen anything like it.
The Obama administration in its first week put out six executive orders, but I don't think that they were of the significance of this White House's. executive orders. You know, when you look at the things that have happened, the things that have come out of here over the past 2 weeks, and now we've got the president tweeting that Iran is playing with fire. You know, where are we going with all of this? I mean, I've never seen anything like this, just in terms of the sheer volume of significant news that has come out of this White House. It's like every day it's something. Every day when you think you've got one thing that could be 2 or 3 days of news, five other things come out as well.
During the Obama administration, you were lucky if one thing a day happened out of the White House, and sometimes that one thing was golf.
Exactly.
I mean, but here it's like, stand back and just be amazed. We've got 12 things we're going to accomplish today. I see the president is up this morning because he's been Twittering.
He has.
And he says, professional anarchists, thugs, and paid protesters are proving the point of the millions of people who voted to make America great again. He's calling out these people who are taking to the streets and causing not. I don't think he has an issue with people who want to protest, but the people who want to do damage and break storefronts and set fires, etc.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's nothing wrong with protest. That's what this country is built on, is peaceful dissent and differences of opinion. But when thugs and anarchists go out there, and I don't know if you saw it, that guy that grabbed that piece of bicycle rack fencing and tried to kind of lamely throw it through a window. You know, it's just like so many times we talk to these people, if they will talk to us and not spit on us or throw things at us, they really don't know what they're protesting. They're just out there because they want to cause mayhem and they want to burn things down. They want to throw things through windows. I was there in San Jose when a bunch of people were protesting President Trump's appearance at a rally there, and they were beating up Trump supporters. And I asked a couple of these people, what are you upset about? Well, I'm not going to tell you. And in Chicago, the same thing. When they closed down his rally there, forced him to cancel it. I said, what are you upset about? Well, I'm not going to tell you. Well, can you articulate for me what it is that you're protesting against? Well, no, I can't.
But this is not these are not spontaneous protests, right?
Well, as we found out late last year, it turns out that in a large degree, they were not spontaneous protests. There were things that were actually being organized, and the people were being paid to agitate. And I remarked on Twitter how interesting it was to see the reduction in the number of protesters at Trump events after those Democratic organizations got called out. It really was quite extraordinary.
You know, what's remarkable about his tweets, John, is that, you know, we're getting this insight into presidential thinking on almost an hourly basis that we never had before in history. But from the reporter perspective and a journalist perspective, how transparent is this White House compared to the prior White House? I know it's early. Do you feel like they're throwing walls up? It seems to me that there's a lot of transparency about the process, at least from the White House perspective. I know some of that's not voluntary, some of it's leaks, but are they telling you what they're up to in a timely way?
Well, I remember the Obama administration promised to be the most transparent White House in history. It was anything but that. And there is a certain degree of transparency here, but there is also a large degree of opacity as well. There's a lot of things going on behind
opacity.
The scenes. Yeah, opacity.
That's a good word.
There's a lot of things going on behind the scenes that we don't know about. You know, what we see sort of coming out the front door or through the front windows is only a small slice of what's going on. It is helpful as a journalist to have a president who speaks his mind on Twitter with the prolific nature of this president. So that helps us out a little bit. But I think we're still only kind of scratching the surface. And so much was done in the transition in from the period of like September to November and then the 71 days after that. There were thousands of documents that were generated, and you see some of them dribbling out. These were it's basically what happened was that for every word that left President Trump's mouth during the election campaign, somebody somewhere wrote a policy paper, a potential executive order on it. So a lot of that stuff is dribbling out. I would say probably 96% of it will never see the light of day.
Right.
But we're getting, you know, a little kind of glimpse behind the curtain of everything that's going on. But there are still a lot of other things going on that we're not hearing about.
We're going to have to leave it right there. John Roberts, thank you so much for joining us. Always
opacity.
A pleasure.
Opacity.
Opacity.
Word of the day.
Today's word of the day, opacity.